Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So today we got Corey, the founder of Give Bitcoin.
Yeah.
How cool is that, man? Give Bitcoin.
I think it's pretty cool, man. And so, I think we can make a big difference here, dent in the universe.
I love it. I just love the fact that you're giving away free Bitcoin.
We're not, but we make it really easy for someone to give some Bitcoin to someone that they care about, friend, family member, college buddy, whatever. If you want to bring somebody into the world of Bitcoin, we think this is probably the highest fidelity, highest chance of success way that you can do that.
So give as an example, 30-second pitch.
Yeah. Basically, we say G plus T plus E equals B. Give plus time lock plus educate equals Bitcoiner. So
everybody,
if you want to get somebody into, if you want to get somebody into Bitcoin, your friend Jenny, give Jenny a little bit of Bitcoin. You time lock it for minimum 1 year, max 5 years, and over that first 12 months, Give Bitcoin is going to give Jenny a really engaging education in Bitcoin and really try a bunch of different ways to get her hooked and get her to go down the rabbit hole. So that's the reason.
Give me an
for the
example.
Product.
So give me an example. Like when you say over the next, you know, however the time duration, you're going to try and get them hooked. So you're going to somebody, like say myself, right? I want to get her into Bitcoin.
Sure.
So I basically time lock, say one Bitcoin, and over the course.
I don't know about a Bitcoin. We don't
maybe
forecast
I like her a lot.
That. Maybe
right?
You like her a lot.
All right.
Yeah.
So I like her a lot. You know, I give her a Bitcoin, right? But it's time lock. So over 12 months, she gets maybe, you know, 100,000 Satoshis or. You
so
know,
it's not about that. It's actually she gets. So every month she's going to see an account statement.
All right.
And with that account statement is going to come another educational module. So it'll be something like, you know, what is money? What's the history of money? Like, why does sound money matter? Things like that. Why can there be only one? Why is Bitcoin like the Highlander? And then as you get later on, you get into like month 8, 9, 10, whatever, you might be talking about, you know, cold storage and security and privacy and some things on more of like the technical
so
side of things.
So you're basically just educating them through emails, like kind of like a newsletter or something?
Yeah, exactly. All right. You can also go on the website and read ahead. So when we have the curriculum done, if somebody, you know, is totally hooked by lesson one, they can charge through. And then they can actually start stacking sats right through our app. So they have an account and they have some time locked Bitcoin, but they can also start smashing by and building their stack.
So the time lock, so as they're getting this information every month or week or whatever it is, when do the Satoshis get released a little bit? Is it whatever I set it at? Like,
so the time lock is just the full amount that you've given is released after
at
the end of the time lock.
So not in bits and pieces,
right.
In one lump sum at the end
at
of their
the
education.
That's right.
Gotcha. Cool. And so how long have you been at this? And what's been the adoption so far?
Yeah, so we are actually launching this month. We're in alpha test right now. Got about 25 people banging away. And then all the people that have been signing up, mostly via Twitter for the last month or so, are going to get early access. So they'll get about, you know, a week to 10 days to be the first people to play with it. So it's about 1,000 people. And then after that, we'll go live to everybody, you know, beginning of November.
It's awesome, man, because with crypto, there's definitely going to be an education process, right? It's just too confusing for people right now, for like the masses to really get into it and understand it. And every time they turn on the news, it's like something bad's happening. You know, Bakkt is pushed back, or Ton is, you know, facing all kinds of legal problems. And you got Facebook that's getting, you know, the SEC and the senators coming after them. And everybody's like, oh, God, it's like the early internet, right? Where, you know, it's just for porn and bad actors, right? So things like this is cool because you start educating people.
Yeah, I think that's right. And we're going to take a bunch of different whacks at it. So we have, you know, we have text and essays and Q&As, and we're also going to be doing illustrations and infographics. We have a lot of video content already. We're going to be linking to really good podcasts that sort of illustrate certain points that we're trying to make with a given, you know, topic in a given month. So I think it'll work pretty interestingly.
Education and use cases.
Yeah.
So with the Bitcoin, though, that's the big question people are going to ask. So you'll say, I really liked her a lot, so I time-locked one Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Where is it at, baby? Where's my Bitcoin at?
It's with a custodian. So we use Prime Trust on the back end.
Okay.
So Prime Trust is the same custodian used by Binance US, Wobi, Bittrex, OKX, a lot of funds, a lot of OTC desks all use Prime Trust. And the security on the back end is a company called Fireblocks, which is pretty well known for using multi-party compute and different cloud environments to shard their keys and things like that. So, yeah, we've gone through a pretty deep security audit with their whole system, and, you know, it's about as good as you can get. The other thing I should highlight is it's you can also use our platform to get Bitcoin. So if you want Bitcoin for a birthday, graduation, Christmas, whatever, you can then tell all of your friends and family or your social followers that you have something that you're you know, you want Bitcoin as a present instead of a crappy sweater or some socks.
It's a GoFundMe of sorts.
It is exactly that, yeah. So it's, you can go, as we say, go fund yourself with Bitcoin.
I love it, man. And so for you, how long have you been in crypto yourself?
So I started down the Bitcoin rabbit hole in spring of 17, after failing to go down the rabbit hole when somebody gave me some Bitcoin at a conference in January of 14. It was a tech conference. So I had the frustration of seeing the price run up and not only not having gotten into Bitcoin when somebody tried, but then also losing the keys and not having the Bitcoin.
Those are always the great stories,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was all on my MacBook or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been reading and studying and talking about Bitcoin about 40 hours a week for the last 2.5 years. So I have like a decent
understanding.
You know, I've like finished my first year of my master's.
There you go.
But I got a ways to go. But I'm really passionate about it. And I evangelize Bitcoin all the time. And so the impetus for me was basically, it took me about 18 months to get my parents to buy their first Bitcoin. Finally got them over the hump in March of this year. And if you look at that experience and how much time and effort it took me to get that done, and then you look at my own experience of like losing my Bitcoin and it not taking, and me wasting 3 years not owning Bitcoin, I think Give Bitcoin just came to me. We were just talking about it before we started rolling. I organized a lot of like tech happy hours, and I did one up in San Francisco on April 10th, and I had some Bitcoiners there, including one of the best known sort of Bitcoin educators and some of my, you know, tech CEO friends there. And I asked my Bitcoin buddy to pitch Bitcoin, you know, in 15, 20 minutes to somebody. And even someone with like the most arrows in their quiver and the best ways of explaining it, it's just really too hard to get in that 15, 20 minutes. So if you look at kind of like watching that, what happened with my parents, what happened to me, those three legs of the stool just kind of made this idea of Give plus time lock plus educate just jump out on the plane ride home from SF to LA, a couple beers and a whiskey deep. And I was like, you got to time lock it so they can't sell it for Ripple and they don't trade it for stupid fiat after it goes up 20%. And you've got to educate them so they know what they're doing and they can become like a real long-term hodler.
Very, very cool, Corey.
Yeah.
So for people to find out, you know, I guess more about it or to join,
yeah,
where do they go?
Yeah, givebitcoin.io is where you want to go. We're also givebitcoin on Twitter. Might be give_bitcoin on Twitter, but you'll find us if you put in givebitcoin. And then, you can find me on Twitter. Pretty active, maybe more active than I should be.
Nothing wrong with that, man. So now some personal questions about you, man.
Yeah.
So who's been like maybe one of the most important people in your life?
Well, other than my wife, who's you know, pretty much dominates most of the conversation and thinking.
That's true. I think in most relationships.
We met on Halloween 10 years ago, so it's been a fun ride, and we've got a couple kids to show for it.
What were you dressed up as?
I was it was 2009, so obviously I was like Eric from True Blood, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, it's like 6'4" blonde guy. Got to be Eric, and she was Catwoman. It was awesome. And then I'd say the other sort of most formative. Foundational thinker that's affected me in my adult life was probably Nassim Taleb. So I started reading him in like 2002. He's the guy who wrote Fooled by Randomness, The Black Swan, Anti-Fragile, Bed of Procrustes, and then recently Skin in the Game. He's got another awesome book coming out. And he, interestingly, has become, you know, more or less the adopted philosopher of Bitcoin, which has just been really nice for me. It would be like if all Bitcoiners, for some reason, just like loved the band Pavement. You know, didn't happen that way, but they do all like my favorite philosopher, so
very cool.
It's been nice.
Very cool. And then maybe what's something that you know to be true that other people don't?
I mean, I think we Bitcoiners that really understand it deeply have incredibly deep conviction, and where other people may look at us and think that we believe, we know.
Right.
We know this is happening. We know it's the soundest money. We know it's already reached a shelling point. We know it can't be changed drastically. We know it can't be beaten. And we know that Bitcoin will become the global money.
We know.
We know.
Awesome. And last question for you, man. If you had a time machine, you could go forward in time as far as you want or back in time as far as you want.
Yeah.
But you couldn't leave. You had to stay there. When would it be and why?
Definitely be forward, that's for sure.
Forward,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
okay.
Just for health advances. Yeah, better chance of having like a healthier life and whatever.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I'd say for the first time ever, largely because of Bitcoin and because of like where we are in its development and the fact that it's finally at a stage where people like myself who are just kind of like a builder of tech companies can actually add value to Bitcoin, like, I wouldn't change it, because I think this is just like, I think we'll look back on this like the American Revolution or, you know, some kind of like the birth of the Roman Empire or something like that, and you want to be there at the beginning. I think in 100 years people will go back and they'll be like looking at the Twitter writings of early Bitcoiners looking for how did this thing go down, and there'll be like history classes about these podcasts and stuff like that. So
very cool. Well, it was a pleasure meeting you, Corey.
You as well.
We'll make sure to get the links to that for you.
So, all right.
Until next time, God bless.
Bitcoin.
Get you the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right. God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.